This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gina Latuca is with us in studio from the SPCA serving Erie County. Today, Gina, is going to be a dog walking day like we haven't seen in months.
Doggy Entourage has returned, so it's perfect for a day like today. Wouldn't you love to spend a beautiful day like today walking a dog?
Absolutely.
Who needs a little attention.
Mm-hmm. And you've got the perfect ones.
We sure do. We have Champ. Now, let me tell you, this dog, not a great past, not being cared for, was signed over to us on Valentine's Day, which was appropriate, became available for adoption a couple days ago, just in time for St. Patrick's Day. This is a guy who will definitely make you feel like the luckiest person in the world.
All right, that's what everyone's hoping for. So yeah. Champ, only been around for about a month and looking for a new home.
Right, we're learning more about him. Now, when he came in, because of his past, he was a little nervous, seems very pro-social with other dogs. He came to us with another dog and became a little bit, we talk about resource guarding. And he wasn't sure, because of where he came from, he wasn't sure exactly what it meant if something was taken away from him that he valued. So we started working with him a bit on the resource guarding. He's already doing so much better with it. But my first encounter with this dog, my boss, our president and CEO, Kate Daly, had him in her office for a few days. And he was a little nervous at first when he first met me. That's always my cue to go get the dog's peanut butter that I keep in my office for just such occasions. Brought the dog peanut butter in. The minute he tasted a little peanut butter, it was hilarious because he jumped up on the chair next to me and he literally joined our meeting. He just started paying attention to the meeting. I had to ask him what he thought about things. Just a little bit of peanut butter turned him completely around.
There you go.
So,
That's all it takes.
Learning more and more about him. Perfect for doggy entourage.
Yeah. Now, it says here, story of survival.
His past, it was a cruelty situation that we're not able to get into too much. But if you take a look at his skin, you might see evidence of the neglect that he was receiving, because he has a skin condition that wasn't being addressed. And because of that, he looks a little bit different. And some people look and say, oh my goodness, what's wrong with that dog? Well, we've already started working with the medicated shampoos. We've already changed the nutrition. You know, that's a huge part of it, as pet owners know. And we're already starting to see reversal. Now, is it possible that he might have to be on different medications for this condition? It is possible. He might have to stay on those medications for an extended period of time. Or is this something that can be turned around over time with good nutrition and with proper care and proper shampoos? Sure, that's possible too. You know, we only know so much after just a month, but we share with people everything we know. We're very encouraged to see the reversal of some of that skin issue. We're encouraged seeing a little bit of that reversal.
Okay. Well, hey, you know, the weather turning might be a great time to bring some, you know, if you're looking for a dog. Once the snow melts and everything, might be easier to get them kind of broken into the home and going outside and all that kind of stuff. This might be a great weekend for doing exactly that.
That is a perfect, yes, this would be a perfect weekend for that. It's also a perfect weekend to start thinking about what's going on with wildlife. We are in the middle of our wildlife baby shower right now. We are expecting, based on what we're seeing in other parts of the country, you know, it's always busy this time of year with baby season when it comes to wild animals. We're expecting quite a bit more. There already have been some of the traces of bird flu that we're seeing. So we are already dealing with that. That gets expected. expensive. But now we have to start preparing for all the babies that we anticipate seeing. We're thinking this season, maybe more than ever before, remains to be seen. But if people want to learn how to help and have something sent over to us to help with all the baby squirrels and birds and rabbits that we'll be seeing, baby possums, go to yourspca.org. You can learn more about that.
All right. So there's like an online registry, which is kind of fun.
Yeah.
You know, to pick things out.
Yes.
They have sent to you. And then you could also volunteer yourself, right, in the wildlife department?
Yes, we were so lucky. A couple weeks ago, we had an orientation for new wildlife volunteers. Do you know, we had about 60 people show up, 60 people who want to learn how to work with wildlife. There are instances where animals go home with some of the volunteers. Those are rare occasions. But, you know, these baby birds, boy, when it's time to feed them, this is round the clock. Care when they start going. This is round the clock with some of these baby birds.
Oh, yeah.
It's like baby bird season.
Oh, yeah. Yep. It's starting. We already had, interestingly enough, cases of window strike, you know, when the birds hit the windows and were.
Oh, we've heard that here.
Take it. Exactly.
Boom.
Yes.
And
what was
that? I don't know. I'm trying to look at your windows to see if they were recently cleaned. We actually started discussing, is it because the weather is starting to turn and people are cleaning their windows and now the birds are getting a little confused? Mm. Or are the babies starting early? So we're keeping an eye on
them.
This.
You can tell it's not a baby.
We've already had more cases of window strike. This is the earliest we've seen it in decades.
Oh.
So we're keeping an eye on that. That seems to be an interesting phenomenon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, I've had that at my house other years. I haven't had it yet this year, where this bird is in a shrub in front of a window and just keeps, I mean, deliberately hitting the window.
And what's that all about? Are they seeing other babies around, and do they see the reflection, and they think that that's...
the window's not that clean, okay?
But they might be able to see the reflection, and they think that their babies are being threatened, that they're being threatened, their territory is being threatened, and they might be going after themselves, thinking that it's another bird invading their territory.
They just smell what's for dinner.
We have a lot of tips on what to do with your windows, what to put near your windows, what to do to help eliminate that, and we'll talk about that next week.
Oh, okay. You got me.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. Yeah. Stay tuned. Part two coming up next Friday.
Right. Well, enjoy St. Patrick's Day. You're ready to take
Thank
it on
you.
Starting this morning.
Wearing my green. You have
there
to
you
get
go.
A head start to get all the green worn.
By the end of Monday. Gina, thanks so much. And make sure everybody is checking out your SPCA and at WBEN to get a look at Champ.